Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, we got a big day planned for you.
Really?
What's the occasion?
What's the occasion?
Why are you wearing pink trousers?
Why are you wearing a pink overcoat?
Today is National Pink Day.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
I like pink. Pink is my signature color.
Why are you wearing so much pink?
Pink? It's my favorite color.
Pink!
Happy National Pink Day.
Showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. Love the Pink Panther. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And we are the detectives now. We're the ones that get to lurk around and see what's really going on. That's what you have to do. And I'm so glad I'm here with you doing it. 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, which I know it's scary, but I want to see how many people are actually awake out there. Do you think all the COVID viruses of the past are bioweapons? Yes or no? I have a very interesting gentleman who is a PhD. Going to play him for you in just a moment. First off, though, I love this. I just landed on this headline. It's from Fox News in Loudoun County in Virginia. I used to live in Virginia. Used to live in Virginia Beach. Over there by Norfolk, largest naval base. Let me tell you, I was single and in my 20s. That was pretty awesome. Had some great times. But getting back to this, Virginia's Loudoun County School Board silences public comment after ruckus meeting, two men arrested. That's because the parents are pissed off and they're going to those meetings. Well, and it's not just Virginia's Loudoun County, because we had two gentlemen thrown out of the Washoe County School Board meeting yesterday. And we'll be hearing from one of them just after 11 o'clock today. So why is this happening? Because the liberal school boards do not want to hear what you have to say. And what concerns me even more, and we'll hear about this in the 11 o'clock hour, is what the hell is legal counsel doing sitting at the big table when in the past they've been off to the side? And what the hell is legal counsel doing whispering in the ears during public comment? Well, we'll hear about that coming up after 11 as well. Don't think that you can just change things and we won't notice. We have an eagle's eye on the school boards right now, which is kind of unfortunate because we should have an eagle's eye on everything. Absolutely everything. Everybody's all excited about Florida and Ron DeSantis, and this is awesome, and, you know, woo, waving those American flags, and he's going to be the next president. Really? You might want to take a look at the bill that he actually passed. We have this problem here, and it's all over the United States. People are signing bills and not reading them. Or are they? Do they actually know what's in the bills? And, well, they're just pulling the wool over our eyes once again. This was sent to me, and I didn't believe it, so I had to go find it for myself. Because that bill that Governor DeSantis signed about the no vaccination passports, they will never happen, that got people so excited. Yeah. You need to go into the bill, deep into the bill, where people stop reading. And, well, I'm not going to read you the whole three paragraph section. I would just like you to hear this one particular section of this bill, which should be a real eye-opener for you. If the individual, that's you or me, poses a danger to the public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. But that's not the important part. The important part is on 1109, 1110, or 1110 and 1111. If there is no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, you know, that's all of us that during quarantine we said, fork you, and went out and lived our lives. The state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. By any means necessary. So does that mean to hold you down and to put a shot in your arm against your will? Yeah. Any order of the state health officer given to effectuate this paragraph is immediately enforceable by law enforcement officers under S381.0012. Individuals who assist the state health officer at his or her request on a volunteer basis during a public health emergency are entitled to the benefits specified. So during the, remember, we're in a public health emergency right now. So how do you feel about Governor DeSantis now? Yeah, he may be waving the white flag of no vaccine passports in Florida. But in that same bill he just signed, he just gave the health officer in a public health emergency, which we are under, the power to, by any means necessary, inoculate you. Whether it's with an experimental drug, an experimental bioweapon, in my opinion, with or without your permission. So what does that tell you about what I've said before? There is no Republican Party. There is no Democrat Party. There's no Independent or Green Party. It's just government. And that's where we, the people, have to get involved now. We've had too many bills go through the state of Nevada in our legislature that haven't been fully read by both sides. Are you tired of this yet? please stick around for 10:38 because I will be having the speech by a very prominent PhD. That's why I'm so fed up with people on the left who are, oh, you're giving misinformation and you're really? So all of these doctors and scientists and, you know, whether they be an MD or a PhD, these people were all okay to listen to 10, 20 years ago. But now they're not. So what changed? The agenda became pretty much open to everybody to see. And more people are seeing it. And now those people have to be discredited. Those people have to be shut down. Did you know that so far, 58% of doctors, have refused the Fauci-ouchie, the quaxine, the Franken-shot? If the doctors are refusing it, maybe there's something to all of this. We'll come back with more of your thoughts and, more on that poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think all of the COVID, remember SARS, swine flu, the one that comes out every year or every 2 years since 2000, are all of those viruses bioweapons? Better start opening your eyes. Today's poll question, yesterday's poll question, which actually I have forgotten because I got a COVID test.
Coors is introducing boozy ice cream. And now, not to be outdone, Mike's is excited to bring you Mike's Hard Hot Dogs. Summer grilling just got a little more boozy with spiked wieners.
I just love Mike's Hard Hot Dog.
Get a six-pack of all-beef hot dogs infused with vodka, natural flavors, and carbonated water. Mike's Hard Hot Dogs, now with 5% alcohol.
Warning, don't grill and drive.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on this beautiful Wednesday. Hope you're getting through the, you know, the hump day, middle of the week. But do you believe it? It's already June 23rd. What the hell? Okay. We have exactly 7 days until the middle of the year. And then it just keeps creeping along. Then we've got Labor Day. Then we've got, you know, Halloween, Nevada Day. Then we've got Thanksgiving, Christmas. And then we're into 2022, which is going to be the most important election cycle. Actually, we're already in it. I mean, amazing candidates. Check out Sam Brown. He's taken on Catherine Cortez Masto. Check it out for yourself. Have Sam on the air. So, people asking all the time, where do you get your information? Are you getting those, you know, those sites that just send you stuff and you read it? No. I get something and then I research it. It's like, okay, is this really the bill and what they have in the state of Florida? Did Ron DeSantis really sign this? This golden child that Americans are looking at now is, you know, I'm not going to I don't want to use the term as savior, but the ideal governor for his people? No. If you want to see this bill, this is CS4CS4SB 2006, Second and Gross. Now, this was brought back, so it's already something that they had on the books, and they rewrote it for the 2021 legislature. And where can you find it? FLSenate.gov. FloridaSenate.gov. All of this stuff is out there. You have to read past the headlines. You know, that poor kid that has myocarditis now, that star athlete, because the media and the government pushing that shot, we have to weaken everybody. We have to, yeah. This is how the propaganda machine gets you. This bioweapon that is now in so many good people, so many kids. It's heartbreaking. It really is. And now Kamala Harris is doing her little tour, which now she's going to show up at the border before President Trump. you got to play games with these people. But you have to watch them with a hawkeye. You know, here we are talking about a biological weapon, and that's not the only weapon that's being used against us. Biden going crazy, going after your Second Amendment. The McCloskeys had to turn over their guns. You might remember them. They're the ones that brandished weapons when the BLM was out on their sidewalk in front of their house in a private gated community, on private roads, not public roads, on private roads in front of their home because they were afraid. They wanted to keep people moving. They went out and bought all new guns. Well, that's not going to happen in the future if Biden has his way. But just so you have a little background for yourself, this is the increase of crime in some cities from this time last year. You know, this time last year when Donald Trump was in the White House. Atlanta has increased in homicides 58%. They've increased shootings by 40%. In New York City, homicides 13% up. Shootings 64%. Portland, Oregon, that sleepy little town, since this time last year, 533%. Their homicides have increased. 126% for their shootings. Chicago, 5% increase. Yeah, you can't really have too much of an increase where the shootings, the, you know, violent shootings happen every single day. 18% increase for their shootings. Los Angeles homicides up 22%. Shootings up 51%. Philadelphia up 37%. Shootings up 27%. What changed? Trump supported law enforcement. Biden doesn't.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT.
FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, bringing you the truth, even though it's hard to hear. Today's poll question, are all the COVID viruses over the last 20 years biological weapons? Might want to look into that before you answer that question, because there's a lot of proof out there that says they are. I'm going to bring you some of that in just a second from this PhD. Poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And as we see people with vaccinations, I was out yesterday, out and about doing my thing, saw a guy wearing a T-shirt that said vaccinated on the front and the back. And I'm like, well, good for you. I know who to stay away from, or at least, you know, that 6 to 8 feet. Then I broke. It was hot. I wanted something cold and something sweet. So I headed over to Wendy's. Nice. If you've ever seen the squirrels around Wendy's, I'm looking at these two furry things over on the grass playing, and I'm trying to figure out what they were. It's like, wow. Are those groundhogs? Are those hedgehogs? What are those? They were the squirrels. They were huge. They were fat from people throwing French fries and everything to them. So that made me wonder if that was my best choice for lunch. But I really wanted a Wendy's Frosty. What could I say? At least I brought it home and I shared it with my husband. So he takes, you know, part of the weight. But as I was leaving, this is a long story, I guess. But as I was leaving, drove by New York Pizza. And they're a pretty liberal establishment. So, you know, they've always got the political signs in their grass that always go for, you know, Sheevy and all of those who have ruined the city. But I see a sign that says hiring. $13 an hour plus tips. Yeah. Do you ever remember working a pizza job that paid $13 an hour? And they still can't get people. That's what the Biden administration is doing. They are still shutting down your life. We can't go into restaurants. Can't go in to get food or sit down at places because at the fast food place, I mean, yeah, you can at the high end places because, well, they pay something decent. But at the fast food places, everybody's still locked out because people don't want to go back to work because they're getting paid more to sit on their butts. Tell you, we're going to hell in a handbasket and it's starting up. So I would like you to just take a quick listen to this. This is Dr. David Martin. He's a PhD, and he is speaking to a very large crowd, but, you know, media doesn't cover things like this. So be ready to cringe, but that's what we do. We get out the truth.
Anthony Fauci has spent, listen to this number, $191 billion, not $3.7 million, not $30 million, $191 billion of audited funds for the bioweaponization of viruses against humanity. This is a bioweapons program designed to kill us. That's what it is. And it's not just designed to kill us. It's designed to kill massive numbers of the population. We do not have a virus, we have a biological weapon. That's right. In 1999, the weaponization of this was actually explicit in the first NIAID grant. And DARPA was involved in this, as were a bunch of other defense agencies. And specifically what was done in 1999 was human lung epithelium was targeted for the first time, because coronavirus was actually pretty innocuous to the majority of human interactions. But human lung epithelium was specifically targeted such that this would become a pathogen to the human lung. We built SARS. Humans built SARS, and U.S. taxpayers paid for it. In 1999, we built a bioweapon. I wrote my first classified briefing on it in 2001. I actually gave the lectures on bioweapons and global security in 2003 in Bled, Slovenia. In 2004, in the Islamic Republic of Iran at the National Bioweapons Conference in Iran. This is a history record that is not new to this conversation. This was known, and we, in 2005, decided to make it a DARPA-funded initiative. 2005.
So this is how long they've been working on taking us out. And if you don't know what DARPA is, D-A-R-P-A, then you need to put that into your search engine. Let's go to the talk and text lines. 884-9910. Vance is on the line, wants to talk about guns in Georgia. Hey, Vance.
Hello. That clip was, as Artie Johnson would say, very interesting.
Very interesting.
You mentioned the spike in crime up in Atlanta or down in Atlanta. And meanwhile, between Atlanta and another town, of which I'll name in a minute, you've got a couple more towns that are about, somewhere in population between Atlanta and this yet-to-be-named town. Well, this yet-to-be-named town has mandatory gun ownership, and it's been in place since 1982. And when they enacted it, they had a population of 5,800 and change. Now this town has a population of, I think, just under 30,000. I would like to know if they are experiencing a spike in crime. Because this town, Kennesaw, Georgia, is 35 miles northwest of Atlanta up Highway 41. That's like from my house to Carson City, that close. And everybody think that's a far enough distance away from Atlanta to avoid being a target for criminals. Guess again, folks. Guess again. And I will be calling Kennesaw PD sometime today. I'm out running around right now, but I'll be calling Kennesaw PD to find out what they're experiencing, because they go years without murders. And if firearms are the problem for crime, the rise in crime, well, Kennesaw apparently is the exception to the rule. But I'll tell you what, in the course of history, they're actually the rule. The route they've taken, Kennesaw, mm-hmm. Georgia, is actually the rule.
There are, and it's not just Kennesaw, Georgia, there are places in Texas, there are places across this country in counties where they know your Second Amendment rights are the most important, and you are actually, every single household is required to have a firearm. Whether you use it or not, you are required to have a firearm and training to protect yourself. You know, I'm sorry, okay. I love law enforcement, but law enforcement does not prevent crime. They are there to investigate after a crime has happened.
Okay. You go 7 miles from Kennesaw, you go 7 miles towards Atlanta, and you got Marietta, Georgia. Marietta, Georgia, a little less than twice the population of Kennesaw, but they don't go 1 year. I take it back. They've only had 1 year. And the summary at City Data covers 12 years. And they have only, Marietta's only had 1 year where they did not have a murder. They experience at least one per year and as many as six or seven per year. And they don't have that mandatory gun ownership. There you go.
Vance, You are a wealth of information, as always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you later.
Have a good ride. All right, let's check in with Ken this morning. Ken wants to talk about schools at 884-9910. Ken, what's on your mind?
Well, I was at the board meeting yesterday, and it appeared the board got their way, and by the time near the end of the meeting when public comment was occurring, pretty much everybody had left, including myself. the other thing is that I would like to say is that anybody interested, even if you're slightly interested, is put your application and your letter of intent in for District C, and I believe it's D. Even if, you don't have, just do it because they need to be swamped people that to show them that people are interested in taking their jobs.
Yeah, also, no experience necessary. And please, if you are interested, send me your information and I will pass it on to the group who is also trying to educate and get good candidates on the list and help them financially. So I want to hear from you too.
Yes, and also I'm still happy to give anybody information on how to recall their trustees. I know the elections next year for several of the positions, but here's the thing: is if they're being recalled, if they're going through the process, regardless, then that's a negative against them, and that's a positive for anybody that's running also running for that position and running against the current trustees.
Well, and we can't wait until next year, Ken. That's the big thing. Is school's going to start up again here in a few months, and we need to clean up this mess before those kids get back into school and get some people on there that actually care about a real education. So, Ken, thank you much. Thank you so much for contacting me today. Appreciate it, and appreciate all you do for when it comes to the school board and making sure that we get these kids on the right track.
Time for another episode of The Punitentiary.
I started to study Scandinavian languages, but I never did finish.
Remember, if you make a joke exploiting possible meanings of words, you could end up in the punitentiary.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here and support those who are supporting, making sure you get the truth. Like those 153 Houston hospital workers that quit or got fired over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Well, let me tell you, hospital workers, doctors, nurses, just anybody in the hospital, trust me, you're going to find other work because there are people who awake. You might not be in Houston anymore, but trust me, you'll find another job. But what happens to the younger generation when they're still trying to get their education? They're being held hostage. And you have to ask yourself, what is more important? Because to the point now, it's not really playing Russian roulette with your life, because a few are, because they've instantly, within hours, died of having the shot. For some people, it could take years. It all depends on how that spike protein builds up in your organs. So I'm going to leave her name out of this. I have a concern regarding my grandson. He'll be a senior at UC Berkeley. As of August 2nd, they are requiring all students to get vaccinated. What can we legally do to get him out of taking this crazy experimental injection? He's living in California. What you can do is get your paperwork together. Get the Nuremberg Code. Get that printed off. And I have my team working on it right now. We'll have a place on my webpage that links to all the documents. But right now you can contact the Healthy American. That is Dr. Peggy Hall. She has the documents on her webpage that you can download that show them they are committing a crime. But then again, it is Berkeley, so, you know, that might be a little bit tougher. But these are going to end up in lawsuits. And there are lawsuits going on all across the country, whether it be for K through 12. Because remember, they already had their requirements in place before the CDC came back out again and said, well, you know, let's backtrack here. The WHO and the CDC. Remember, the CDC is an advisory. They're not lawmakers. They're not rulemakers. They're just advisories. And right now they're saying, imagine that. Something that I've been saying all along. The shot is not recommended for anybody under 18. Of course, you know how I feel about that. The shot, in my opinion, should not be recommended for anybody. Just look at the fact that countries all around the world are now pulling the vaccines. But see, here's the problem. You can't take that vaccine back. You can wait to see how all of this turns out. And listen to that kid, that star athlete, who now says, I wish I had COVID instead of getting the vaccination. Because now his life has completely changed with that myocarditis. So you can wait and see what happens. Or you can get the injection, which you can't take back. You can't unvaccinate yourself. Just saying. But the important thing to remember is it is all your choice. Oh, this is funny. I didn't realize this. Somebody just texted this to me. U.S. Air Force Base in Nevada hosts a drag queen show. Okay. Is this a fundraiser? Is it? What is this? Nellis Air Force Base. Last week, pilots were gathered around a different kind of runway. That's very interesting. All right. Well, we see what they're doing down in Vegas. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this with more things to hopefully open your eyes as to what's going on around us. Have you looked up DARPA yet?